We're talking to Mary Cortani about a business she founded this year called K9 Coach Plus. Mary Cortani, are you there with us?
Yes, I am.
Thank you, Mary. Thank you for visiting us. When did you start this? You said this year?
Yes, in about April of this year.
But you've been working at this a lot longer, haven't you?
Yes, I've been training dogs for over 30 years. Actually got my training while serving in the U.S. Army and became a certified master canine instructor while serving.
So when you're talking about dogs, you are an absolute professional. You know your business.
I know my business as much as anyone can. When it comes to dogs, each one is unique and individual, and there are common methods and techniques that you can use, but you still need to look at the individual personalities.
Now, Canine Coach Plus, I understand it does house calls, group lessons, you have private lessons, and you're also training dogs for Iraq and Afghanistan returning servicemen and women?
Sure. There's a huge need for service dogs for our men and women returning from combat. You know, it's really easy for us to be able to see someone who's injured, and we call those the visible wounds, but there's also a lot of invisible wounds known as PTSD, which is the post-traumatic stress disorder, or PSD, post-stress disorder, as well as traumatic brain injuries known as TBIs. And those are the invisible that people don't see, and dogs can really assist in a lot of different ways.
Now, anyone can sign up for the public classes, is that right?
Yes, the public is definitely welcome to sign up for the group classes or arrange for private lessons or house calls. I'll gladly help them have their unruly pet become a well-behaved family member.
Excellent. And I understand you have a very competitive price of $140 for 6 weeks. That's very competitive.
Yes, and they meet once a week, and the classes run from 50 to 55 minutes, and they're given their homework. And I have a saying, almost every one of my clients or students can tell you, I say this all the time, I can tell if you've done your homework because the dog doesn't lie, and you'll be able to progress to the next level.
That's excellent. So if the dog comes in and he doesn't know the work, it's because the owner has failed.
Hasn't put in the time, exactly.
When I try to teach my friends how to deal with a puppy, I always tell them I never have to work with the animal. It's the owners that I have to work with.
Yeah, it's just a matter of educating folks to know what to do. We all get, you know, we've all gotten the pet, and I'll give you an example. You know, we all see a puppy, and we automatically bend over and reach out to pet the puppy, and what happens is we're teaching the dog to jump up on us, whereas if we knelt down and didn't bend over, our body language would say it's okay to come to me but not jump on me.
Now, puppies can come, but I understand they have to have the first 3 series of shots. And it doesn't matter if they don't have their rabies shot yet, but they have to have their first 3, correct?
Yes, that's correct. Everyone must show vaccination records. I require a copy from their vet that shows that the dogs are vaccinated, and that's just so that we keep everyone safe.
Excellent. It's like taking a child to the first day of school.
Yeah, very much so.
Very much so. Now, I understand that your pet training is helping support your efforts for getting service dogs to veterans since the VA doesn't cover the price of the service dog. Could you tell me more about that? Because that's highly important.
Yeah, it's rather interesting. The way that the system works within the VA today, which is very frustrating and with all the bureaucracy hard to navigate, is a member can come home and be diagnosed with, you know, any of those injuries or illnesses, as well as be confined to a wheelchair, walk with a walker, have suffered a stroke, you name it. And their doctor will issue a letter or a prescription that says they would benefit from a service dog. Then it's up to the service member to actually go out and find a place to get a service dog. And there are, you know, there are several places around the United States that provide service dogs. However, I can tell you about one veteran of mine, Tommy, who I placed a dog with by the name of Champ. And Tommy was on a list since 2007 from an organization to receive a service dog. And because of some work I'm doing with the Pathway House up in Yountville, California, that specializes. It's a male treatment facility for members with PTSD. It's a one-of-a-kind treatment facility. I came across Tommy because I was working with another veteran that I had placed a service dog with and found out that Tommy had been waiting since 2007, and we went out and found Tommy a dog through a rescue organization. So, you know, it can take a long time. One of the things that I'm doing a little bit differently is I'm taking dogs out of shelters and rescue groups. I'll go to a breeder if I need to because a vet has a specific desire for a certain type of dog. But I call it one lost soul finding another because they really benefit each other, and match them based on personality, temperaments, traits, and what tasks they need to perform. And then what I do is I have the service member actually do the training. I coach them to do the training so they get to realize the benefits of having a service dog right off the bat. And I'll give you an example of that. A lot of the guys and gals coming home with PTSD, they're hypervigilant. That's one of the symptoms of the PTSD. They can't relax. Their eyes are constantly darting. They can't even sleep. They may sleep for 20 minutes to an hour to 2 hours, and then they'll be up because they hear a noise and they're worrying what it is. Well, by immediately placing a dog with them and starting the training process, the dog is there, and one of the very first things I do is teach them how to pay attention to the dog so that if the dog doesn't react, there's no need for them to react. So if they hear a noise but the dog's not barking or not pacing, they don't need to do anything. Everything is safe, and they can go back to a restful sleep. So within a matter of weeks to months, these guys and gals are getting longer periods of sleep, and they're benefiting right off the bat while we're doing training for other tasks.
Well, you were also mentioning that the VA will pay for veterinary care, and the case manager has to pull out the form and fill it out on the service member's behalf.
Yes, absolutely. And it's just been recently added as a benefit under the VA services. And it's buried within the prosthetics group. So it's up to the case manager, caseworkers for the veteran to go pull up this form that's buried underneath the prosthetics and help the veteran fill it out to submit it so that once they do have a service dog, they can get assistance with veterinary care.
That's excellent. And now tell me about pet etiquette when approaching a service animal. What is pet etiquette?
Well, you know, everyone's familiar with seeing a guide dog or possibly a hearing assistance dog, but they're not so sure when they see other types of service dogs. And these are working animals. They're there to assist their owners with some task, and that task is always not easily recognized. So proper etiquette is that if you are interested, that you ask the person if you can ask them some questions, or if you're interested in petting the dog or finding out more about the dog, you ask the owner. Don't just approach, because these are working animals, and it's important to give that respect.
And at this point, you only opened this year. How many dogs have you placed already?
The business officially formed this year, but I was this all came about because of a Marine who was in desperate need of a service dog, and I have placed and matched 8 dogs with 8 veterans in 8 months.
That's almost one a month.
Yep.
That's a lot of dogs. That means business is good. Now, I saw on your website that you had moved to a new location.
I did. I was renting some space from another canine business and made a move to my own facility this year.
Do you want to give us the address of that facility?
8425 Monterey Street, Gilroy, California.
And the business phone number, should you need to train your dog or perhaps you have questions about getting a service pet, 408-623-7887. And to reach Mary, her email is mcortani@caninecoachplus.com. They're doing very, very serious and necessary work. They're providing service dogs for returning injured of visible and invisible injuries. Is that correct?
Correct.
Returning servicemen and women. This is an excellent project that has to be continued. So if you need to donate and you're looking for a project, this is likely it, because this is a project that is helping our returning veterans. Anything else you'd like to add, Mary?
No, just thank you for your time, and any donation, anything will help. There's one out of every five service member coming home is suffering in one way or another and is in need of a service dog. And that puts us way over 120,000 dogs that we need today.
And the website again is www.caninecoachplus.com. That's www.caninecoachplus.com. And we've spent the evening with Mary Cortani. Thank you so much, Mary, for your courtesy. We appreciate you.
Thank you for your time.
And that's a wrap.